Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. It's a Friday. I love Fridays. You know this if you've been following the podcast, so hey, welcome back. But if you are new, then you've got another 166 episodes to catch up on. So you've got your work cut out for you, but hey, welcome. And if you do like this podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOMoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. We're doing this album review thing and we are taking it to Namibia. Guess who?
The latest African album review is...
Gaza has dropped the much-awaited Messiah album, which was probably the most anticipated album in Namibia in 2021. It was set to come out around July this year, but had to be delayed. Lucky fans have managed to unlock songs out there in Namibia by buying KFC. Think about it. Interesting. And this is thanks to the partnership deal struck between the global chicken giant, or fast food joint, and Gaza for the rollout. That was just smart stuff. But I will talk about that in a separate video sometime. Messiah was released November 25th under Gaza Music Production. It has 16 songs, which represent 1 hour and 10 minutes of music, 8 features, and multiple producer placements. The project opens up with the mid-tempo groove on Onjongo, a top selection to actually break the ice. I always talk about this. The first song is key, guys. The first song is key. And these days, with the short attention spans that we have as listeners, if you don't capture them quick, you probably are not capturing them at all. So this was a good way to get us all on the same page for Messiah. The Afrobeats influence is really strong on Messiah, and it takes a bit of a Zouk Kizomba and dancehall inclination on songs such as Knees Knees, then Name a Number featuring Nigerian star Rika Sani, which was a surprise addition to this album. Love it. This is a song to watch out for, and I haven't heard Rika Sani sound like that. It's very rare that for somebody that I listen to quite a fair bit, I cannot place their voice, because when I listened to it, I didn't even know Rika Sani was on the song until I looked at the credits and I was like, damn, my man switched it up. The two are giving props to a gorgeous woman with a fine body, and you know how that goes. You probably have already heard songs such as the upbeat Quite a Vibe, Brandevine, and Mutu Mukuru Mavatere, which are singles that dropped since last year. I think Brandevine was 2020 and then Mutu Mukuru Mavatere was this year. And these songs were dropped while we were waiting for this body of work and we knew about it. All My Life remix with Winnie is one of those tunes you know will do some damage. Home and Away, this could be the song that really takes Gaza somewhere like TZ, Tanzania, where Winnie's from. It has a simple, catchy chorus which fits the beat like a glove. And delivery-wise, Gaza and Winnie are actually a perfect match. Straight up, perfect match. It came as no surprise that there's different genres on a Gaza album, I mean. It's Gaza. You have on Messiah, you have genres such as Afrobeats, dancehall, Zouk infusions, like I mentioned earlier, and also including the coveted sound of 2021 across sub-Saharan Africa, Amapiano. I had a feeling we'd get some Amapiano, especially as a close cousin to Kwaito, which is vintage Gaza. I mean, he made his name as a Kwaito artist, man. That being said, Gaza has some quite joints in on here, such as the latest single Stupid, nice title bro, which dropped a few days ago and has got a top video. I'll say it again. Namibia is the modern day home of Kwaito, like straight up, and it has been for many years now. The soundscapes on Messiah have this nostalgic feel to them, going back to the Kwaito again. But even when he goes slow, there's a certain soul to the man's voice. Like, it's hard to place what it is, but Gaza's got that thing. There's some interesting additions slotted into the music that I just noticed. Take the song Taulilua, which starts with a voice of what seems like an elderly woman saying something. And I'm pretty sure it's something profound as well. It makes me think these could be recordings that Gaza may have had stored up that are quite personal to him, that he has slotted in with the music to tell a much bigger story than just good melodies and, well, catchy rhythms. This then pretty much gives Messiah a depth that some may not actually understand or get to realize because they're focusing so much on just how good the music sounds, but then there's these key audios just slotted here and there, which is smart. The features are some of the best Gaza has had on one project. I think probably the best. A good balance between local and international. There's Namibia's Lioness on the song Tuck Shop. Love the title of the song and the song itself, by the way. There's Black Sheep, Murangere, She Can't Go. South African Grammy winner Walter Kellerman. I mean, damn, Gaza, bro. Nice. Award-winning group from SA as well, Black Diamond, which, again, nice surprise. Didn't expect that. Winnie the Bongo Flavor artist from TZ, Nigeria's Rick Asani. Yo, some big collaborations on here. And yeah, this one is packed with quality artists besides Gaza himself. It actually speaks volumes about how he has the intelligence and awareness to pick the right people for the job, and his own reputation precedes him. I mean, it's Gaza, right? So not many people would turn him down, and the quality of the music tells the rest of the story. I'd say Gaza has found a new level with his delivery on songs, which is hard to even comprehend at this point in time, because what he does from album to album is really elevate, and he finds a way. Maybe that's why we have to wait like a couple of years between each album. How he got there, how he got here, is still a story for another day I want to tackle, but it's impressive. He does his backing vocals extremely well. Like, oh man, you know, we'll talk about that. And he knows the pocket that his voice allows him and sticks to it without any monotony. Hallmarks of a genius, especially on the reinvention front, because this guy's been around for a long time. I see Messiah as a melting pot of Gaza's experience together with the musical influences that have inspired him through his journey. Take the song I Wish, which takes us back to the popular I Wish by Skilo from 1995. That's 26 years ago, and Gaza managed to journey us to the good old times. On Dugu Dugu, he takes us to the R&B days of Donnell Jones, quoting the line, "Do you mind if I take this seat right here?" from the song This Love. Oh man, I'm listening to this album and thinking, I know this line. And just going back to those days, that nostalgia, and the way he managed to expertly slot that in, it's throughout the album. Love it. I see Gaza putting no foot wrong on the Namibian front with Messiah as a project. He's got that locked down, for sure. There's almost no need to say it, but what I really need is some songs from this album to pop elsewhere, because there's nothing else left for Gaza to prove on the local front. He's done it all. And I really see Africa needing more of his sound on the continental scale, to also help just the Namibian name for the music industry to go far, because they've got some amazing acts, but it's always hard to be visible when you've got a fairly small country competing against countries with like 10, 20 times the number of people that you got. This is your Namibian No Skips album to end 2021 and get into 2022. Gaza absolutely nailed it, and I'm glad we finally got it. So go listen to it, Gaza Messiah. It's out on all streaming platforms, and it's worth the listen and a fantastic entry into Namibian music if you don't know anything about it. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.